No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this fifth day of February 2019. I'm David Brown, as always. So grateful you're spending a bit of your Texas time with us. We can't say it enough, so what are you thinking the president's going to be talking about in tonight's State of the Union? Something tells me Texas might have a cameo, or at least that part of it that borders with Mexico. According to several news sources out of D.C., Republicans are lobbying the president not to use tonight's address to declare a national emergency at the border with Mexico, part of a strategy to do an end run around Congress, which so far has not allocated funds to pay for the border wall the president wants to build to fulfill a campaign promise. Texas Senator John Cornyn, one of about 10 Republicans in the Senate, urging Mr. Trump to reconsider. Cornyn tells Politico, quoting here, "The president's going to get sued, and it won't succeed in accomplishing his goal. Speaker Nancy Pelosi will introduce a resolution of disapproval that will pass the House and come over to the Senate side and divide Republicans. It strikes me as not a great strategy." Close quote. So says Senator Cornyn. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina didn't mince words. "This could lead to a civil war inside the GOP," he told reporters. Stay tuned. As Texans watch the State of the Union, much of the rest of the country is watching what comes next in a Texas courtroom now that a state district judge in San Antonio has ruled that relatives of victims of the Sutherland Springs church shooting can sue the Katy Bay sporting goods chain that sold the shooter the rifle he used in the 2017 attack. This could potentially have implications nationwide. Timothy Litton is professor at Georgia State University College of Law. Professor Litton, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, the victims and their families are arguing that the retail store, Academy, broke a federal law in the sale of a high-capacity magazine that's illegal in Colorado. Now, that magazine is actually sold with this particular AR-556. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about why, how it was that Academy would have broken the federal law here.
Well, Academy sold the AR-556 that was used in the shooting with a 30-round magazine, and that 30-round magazine is illegal in the state of Colorado. And you're not allowed as a seller of firearms in one state to sell a firearm to a resident of another state unless the firearm sales comports with the laws both of the state in which you're selling the weapon and the state where the resident comes from. Where the buyer comes from. And so the question here is whether or not they sold a weapon that would be illegal to sell in Colorado.
Now, I understand what you're saying there. Now, what some would say is that the shooter here had a residence in Colorado, but he also had a residence in Texas. He had been living in Texas prior to the shooting. Does the fact that he presented a Colorado ID make a difference in this case?
Yes, because he may be a resident of Texas and of Colorado. If he's a resident of Colorado and he presented a Colorado ID, the courts may view this as the sale of a weapon in Texas to a Colorado resident. And at that point, the federal law kicks in that basically says that firearm sale has to comport with the laws both of Texas and Colorado.
Some people are saying, look, this was a sale that was went through the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, the NICS system. That it was a lawful transfer, at least when it comes to that federal system that's designed to screen problem purchasers. And in fact, many people point to the fact that he had been in the Air Force. He had been court-martialed at one time. That was supposed to have been reported to that federal background check system, but it wasn't. That the real failure here is with the background check system and the Air Force. What would you say to that argument?
There are lawsuits currently pending against the Air Force for the failures of the background check system. This is a lawsuit that's based on a different theory. This theory says that they didn't make an improper sale because of, you know, the buyer wasn't qualified to purchase the weapon. They made an improper sale because they sold an impermissible weapon in the sale. And so the focus on this lawsuit is really on whether or not the sale of this weapon was permissible, not whether or not the sale of a weapon to this buyer was permissible. But both of these types of lawsuits are moving forward out of the Sutherland shooting.
Let me ask you something. Academy, the sporting goods store, it seems to me they might have a rather easy argument to make. They sold a rifle equipped with a magazine that was legal in Texas at a Texas store. What might be the precedent here? Why is this something that a lot of folks around the nation are watching?
Well, what's not clear here is if you sell the weapon with a 30-round magazine that accompanies the weapon, whether that renders the entire weapon illegal in Colorado. And if it does, it means that the way in which you equip a weapon when you sell it in one state will have implications as to whether or not the sale of that weapon is legal to a person in another jurisdiction. The defense here is likely to argue that the magazine's detachable, the weapon that was sold, the AR-556, is perfectly legal in Colorado, and it's sold in Colorado with a lower capacity magazine, and so there's not really a problem here. The plaintiffs, on the other hand, are basically arguing that once you sell that weapon equipped with an illegal magazine in Colorado, you've rendered the whole weapon illegal to sell in Colorado, and that the federal statutes don't allow you to do that.
And this could
the sale of the weapon, therefore, would be, you know, illegal in Colorado, and federal law doesn't allow you to do that.
And potentially precedent setting if this moved forward, right?
I think that's right, although, you know, a lot of these cases are very fact specific. So once again, if this case were to go forward and the plaintiffs were to win, it would put gun stores on notice to be careful, you know, what they're equipping their weapons with as standard features before they sell them to residents of another state.
Timothy Litton is professor at Georgia State University College of Law. He's following this case. Professor Litton, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.